Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:43, up 16 and a quarter on the open. December, 6:53, up 11. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:50, up 16 on the open. December, 6:70, up 17 and a half. March, 6:70, up 21 and a half. May, 6:44, up 14 and a half. July, 5:84, up 7 on the open. September corn opened at 317, up 5.5 on the open. December, 332, up 4.25. March, 346, up 3.5. May, 359.5, up 5.75. July, 368, up 5. September, 375, up 4.5. December, 384, up 3.5 on the open. August beans opened at 8:25, up 10 on the open. September, 8:34.5, up 11.75. November, 8:50, up 10.75. January, 8:64, up 9. March, 8:80, up 12.25. May, 8:90, up 12.5. July, 8.95, up 7.5 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 218.80, up 3.80 on the open. September, 221, up $3. August soybean oil opened at 37, up 38 on the open. September, 37.25, up 34. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 91.75, down 32.5 on the open. October, 96.65, down 20. December, 98.60, down 47.5. February, 99 even, down 20 on the open. August feeders opened at 115.90, up 15 on the open. September, 116.95, up 10. October, 117.10, up 7.5. November, 116.20, down 30 on the open. August lean hogs open at 73.85, down 25 on the open. October, 71.55, down 42.5. December, 69.10, down 20. February, 70.85, down 37.5 on the open. And August pork bellies open at 89 even, down 115 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for the grain group at ADM Indicator. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to begin with the wheat. Until today, all the contracts had made new contract highs. Today, finally, September joined the party in a serious way. I wonder, are we teeing up another move, another leg to the upside here?
Well, that's what the chart picture would imply here. If we could really clearly break out of this sideways pattern that we've kind of been in basically from middle part of June. Then we had the high point there, in the late June. We had the sell-off there after the acre report, and then we've been creeping higher. And then this week we've been finally trying to punch through new highs. We still need to really clear. And we're at that point where we could be clearing it here today, depending upon how we finish the day out. But at least we're chart-wise, we're at a point here where a lot of your technicians will begin to talk about maybe this sideways pattern that we've been in as a measuring pattern or a halfway point to a move to a much higher level here. Just glancing here at September, it kind of looks like maybe the halfway point in that range would be somewhere around 620. Then you could measure that off of that May low, and you could begin to talk about, potential anyway, from the chart perspective, that we could go up another 50 cents or a dollar, but the fundamentals will have to warrant that to do that. Today's export sales caught everybody, I think, surprised having such a big number. We do know that the export activity for wheat has been much stronger recently versus the corn and soybeans, and today's report actually showed that. I think there's the other thing what's going on in this wheat market. I think the price strength that we're seeing here is acknowledgement that maybe this wheat crop is much smaller than what USDA has been projecting. We hear that maybe the harvested acres is much smaller than maybe what USDA reported, at least based upon, you know, talk in the trade, some kind of look for USDA to make a downward adjustment in harvested acres on this August report. So I think that's what's fueling the wheat market, and you combine that with a tight world balance sheet, and we've got the price leader here.
At what point would you say, yes, we're making a leg higher? A close above 650 plus another follow-through?
Well, there's nothing certain in anything in today's world. But I think what you would want from a technical perspective is a weekly close above the recent highs, or above those June highs. I think technically if you get a solid weekly close above those high points, that would look awfully good to chart watchers.
Turn your attention to the corn, which as of late appears to be a sideways affair, with maybe the bottom support around, I don't know, 315, and maybe the mid-30s as minor resistance at the top?
Well, the problem that we're seeing here is, I think, has the strength is nice to see the market at least try to recover some here of what we've lost during the month of July here at month's end. But I think for the most part you have to credit it towards short covering activity, people taking profits on their short positions, since corn was dominantly a down month here coming out of that June acreage report. So you might be getting some misleading indicators here with this price strength here at the end of the month. It's not uncommon for a market to kind of go opposite the monthly trend at the end of the month because of this position squaring, taking profits, that type of thing. So I think that's kind of what you've got going here in the corn. Corn needs to get some steam above it, I think. If you could get September corn back above the 320, 322 area, I think that would be a good sign. Technically, if you could get Dease corn, above 340 would probably be a pretty good indication. Maybe even 335 would be a big step. But when you give and take into account the size of decline that we've had during July, a nickel bounce here at the end of the month doesn't get anybody too excited, I think, Dave.
One of the interesting things about this corn market is that there is a wide variety of opinion as I go around and talk to people, Dan, about what the working yield is, and all the way from something a little skosh under 150 to all the way up to 155, and that's a significant range.
Well, I think that's kind of the case always. It seems like, there's always spots in the Corn Belt where you can maybe worry about yield potential, and then there's also real good spots. And I think that's why you have to look at it in a bigger perspective. You got to have several samples. But I've heard the same, some samples that look real good, others maybe not so good. And that's why everybody relies on the USDA August crop report to kind of set the marker on the August crop report. USDA do that. Now, USDA's August reports have a tendency to be surprises. Mm-hmm. So, we could be in for another one. But I think, for the most part, the trade is thinking that with the generally favorable crop conditions compared to a year ago, that yield could be is probably a little low that USDA has been using, and kind of thinking that it may go up a little bit. But we still have a month of weather here. August is very key yet. If we get ourselves into a hot, dry pattern like we had here a couple years ago, we can really take the top end off of this corn yield. Or if we get a cooler, wetter type August, you know, we'd have some pretty good corn yields as well as soybeans.
Beans also seem to be moving sideways. Do you look for that trend to continue into the August report?
Well, I think sideways or maybe even a little under pressure. It'll next week, the market, once we get the end of the month short covering out of the way, we'll probably start hearing some private crop estimates into next week. We'll have several of them. The trade will have to digest those. And my guess is that the numbers will be plenty big. But you know, if the weather, so the market will kind of focus on weather. If the weather is generally favorable here, I would expect the market to stay defensive until we at least see USDA's numbers. If we have a chance at putting in an August low, it probably is going to come sometime after the August crop report. That's kind of what happened last year. But it's kind of hard to make 2 years work side by side.
Very quickly, does it hold 825, yes or no, next week?
I think both corn and soybeans have still some room to come down and not do any major technical damage to the underlying longer-term trend when you start looking at weekly charts and monthly charts. So we still have some downside vulnerability or some room to come down, but not a whole bunch, let's put it that way.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Indicator, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana. In the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.